How in the hell are you? And welcome to the Blade Runner Minute. I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And we're talking about minute 14 today. The minute starts with a video being played of Leon's VK test, whatever that is. It says VK on the bottom of the screen. Sandra, you watched the whole minute just now with me. What did you think of this minute?
What is with the goddamn smoky rooms? I would think, like, from today's standpoint, nobody really smokes anymore, but, like, everybody smokes.
It's a noir detective. Oh, I get flick. It.
I would think in the future, you know, people wouldn't.
She cheated on her husband, and then she killed her husband, and then she made love to her dead husband.
With cigarette holders.
And I got a hat. Yeah, yeah. It was me the whole time. Sergeant Blake. What? Bryant?
You'll never catch me alive,
Cooper. You'll never catch me alive! That's the wife.
Okay. So Bryant starts explaining it. What we're watching, Leon's VK test, and says he sent Holden in. But before that, he starts explaining the same thing that six replicants killed 23 people and stole a craft.
Jumped an off-world craft, yeah. Jumped a craft.
23 people, three female, three male.
Yep, two of them got fried jumping a fence.
They on an electric field because they tried to break into Tyrell.
Right.
So they got two got fried in an electrical field.
Right.
Outside of Tyrell.
Those numbers changed depending on which version of the movie you watch.
Did they?
Yeah, and they had to do a voiceover work for...
They had to do voiceovers on this a lot.
Emmett Walsh. It might not even be him who said that like, I got four skin jobs. It might be a different...
Well, four skin jobs was the last scene, right? This time they said it was six that stole the craft. Six
started, yeah. Two got killed.
Two got killed in the electric field.
They definitely added
that's
some...
They probably added two got killed in the electrical field because they realized four there and six here. And then he said, just in case any had infiltrated Tyrell as
employees... There's absolutely no reason to start that off with six and then two got killed unless you're correcting for
yeah. Well, it also gives them a reason. Up. They had to do it because they had to have a reason of why this guy would be working at Tyrell, right? So he says...
What's his reason?
That he was infiltrating Tyrell. He goes, just on the off chance that one of them was trying to infiltrate Tyrell...
We're talking about Leon specifically.
Holden went in to look through the employee files, and it looks like he got one here.
Yeah.
So he must have been doing them all day.
Yeah. Like we
thought. Because you could tell he was annoyed.
Yep.
But Holden got shot. It's funny they call him Holden, you know, like Catcher in the Rye.
No, I don't know. I'm not a nerd. Holden,
my God.
Did indeed get shot. I think of Holden McNeil. I think was his name. It was Ben Affleck's name in Chasing Amy.
Well, that's why, because of Catcher in the Rye, Holden.
Really? You can't just name the guy Holden? I don't know. Why, what's the Chasing Amy, Catcher in the Rye connection?
Because Catcher in the Rye, he like... dissatisfied with life and stuff like that. It's real teenage angsty stuff.
Sounds great. Anyway. So he says, I had Holden go down and do Voight comp tests.
Mm-hmm.
So now we know what that VK test thing means on the screen for Leon. So Voight comp is his test. It's that machine that was on the table with the beepy beepy motorized things with the circle and the gadgets and the boop boopity boopity and the thing that went up and down. I'm doing a thing with my hand that goes up and down. It was awesome. It was a big complicated machine, and I guess it tells you if you're a robot. And what do you think? You think Leon knew he was going to fail?
Oh, yeah.
And he just said, screw
it. He's like, I gotta get out of here. You'll never take me alive, coppers.
Let me tell you about my mother.
See, like, I did an impersonation of something. I don't know what it was. It was a voice. I don't know what it was.
Why would robots kill people? What's going on with these robots?
They don't want to die. It's also them, right? Isn't that what you said?
So he says Leon specifically can carry... Did I hear that right? Like a couple ton?
Yeah.
Like how much? Like he could carry... thousands of pounds, hundreds of pounds.
Yeah, because he's one of those like lifting droids.
So is he pissed off about that or something?
No,
is the medical coverage for replicants really shitty? So he's got this bad shoulder, and they wouldn't pay it off, and his copay now, was like really
what
expensive.
What was so bad that they had to escape their off-world life? Like
they're slaves.
Well,
It's so bad. What are you talking about?
First off, we can argue that we're all slaves to our jobs.
Oh, for Christ's
but
sake.
But that's neither here nor there. Like, slaves, are they beaten? Are, do they need food and they're
starved? What effect is a human beating, or I'm assuming, I'm picturing a dude with a whip beating a dude, another dude that lifts...
That doesn't have any, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's not like he can get him beat.
Why even rebel? What's the point?
So that's what I want to know. Like, why do they not? Why are they not? He's not happy with his long life. Like, no, I'm not saying that he should want to be a slave, but we don't know what conditions they are in.
Well, maybe his feelings are hurt. Because he's like, I'm a person. I'm a person, and I have feelings. So instead of sending a Blade Runner in, you should send a therapist in to talk to these replicants.
Maybe they just need some balloons.
You need...
No, I don't know what kind of conditions they are working in or being lived in.
Had to be horrible, obviously. Had to be horrible.
Do they have to eat? I keep coming back to that. Do they eat? I don't know. What are the needs they have? There has to be something else going on about how they're treated that they needed to feel like they had to rebel. Like, is it just, like, the disdain that people feel for them? Because that would be enough in my mind. When people look at you like you're crap. They are working hard for us.
We are expected at this point in the film to just assume that these rebelling replicants are just bad guys. It feels like that right now. It doesn't feel like there's an issue. They never said there was a trouble. There was violence, or you know, they were complaining. They were trying to pass some type of bill that would ease the abuse or something like that. They've been fighting for their independence. It's just they were slaves one day, they rebelled the next, and now they're going for their boss, their creator.
Now, I gotta tell you though,
Carl says the Terrell Corporation built these
nexus.
Yeah,
I gotta tell
you,
when I hear slaves and they rebel. They should be rebelling. If you're a slave, you should be fight.
Well,
fight
that's
the man.
That's kind
like,
of my point right now. The movie hasn't made any effort to say these poor slaves are just looking for freedom. So far, they're just Bryant and the Crawl have just painted them as monsters. Just machines going bad.
Well, they haven't even said anything that would make them sound like monsters, right? Like
they're killing people.
They killed people to escape.
Yeah.
But there's nothing else that makes them into monsters, right? But there's nothing that led to there that told me that they should be completely off-world. Why the mutiny was what forced them off-world, right? So the original mutiny, why? What was going on that they, like, you know...
So it was bad down here, it was bad up
like
there.
Like I'm saying, like, when you tell me Ted Bundy, we know Ted Bundy's a bad guy. He removed the front seat of his car so you couldn't see his victims in the front seat. Right?
No, he worked at the shoe store. He had Peggy and Kelly and...
That's Al Bundy. So, that's a bad guy. Like, he took the seat out because he's hiding all these things. I get it. There's nothing that they've told me so far other than a mutiny.
Did you just compare Rutger Hauer to Ted Bundy?
No, I'm saying the opposite. There's nothing to compare Rutger Hauer...
To Ted Bundy?
Because they've only said mutiny. If you're a slave, yes, you should have the right. They're fighting against oppression.
Well, if they have the right, they wouldn't be slaves.
But they're fighting against oppression. They're not telling me what made them bad in the first place, other than another mutiny, because you can't treat me like that.
That's exactly what I just said, basically. You're just smarter than me, so you said it better.
But
yeah,
I'm just
I'm
saying,
agreeing
like,
with you. Yeah, they're not really, setting up bad guys. Conflict. Except
set up a conflict, but they're not telling me why they needed. I understand we want to enslave them. I get it. They're making it sound like they're evil to the core. There's nothing so far that has told me that they're evil.
See, I said that, and then you. Oh, okay. I understand. I'm misunderstanding you. You agree that the movie's making them out to be monsters. Just verbally saying
because there's a mutiny.
But you don't agree that the movie is showing why they're monsters.
Yes.
Okay, we're on the same page. I agree with you. I agree. The movie is just... So far we got our good guys, which are the police, and our bad guys. As far as the storyline goes, the narrative is telling us so far. And then our bad guys are the robots that are killing people. And look what they did.
I think the origami chicken... Chicken can be a hen or a rooster, by the way. But I think the origami chicken is the hero.
I'm a fan. I'm hooked at this point. I got robots that I didn't even know were robots. I didn't find out until, you know, 11 minutes later or whatever, 10 minutes later. I got a paper chicken. I got a fan. I got two fans that don't really work. I got whiskey. Good whiskey, too. Noodles. A lamp with picture frames on the shade. What more could you want? I got a dirty ceiling, dirty roof in my train station, cop station.
And that's about right.
I'm tired from breakfast. Are you a little tired from breakfast?
I'm always tired, but that doesn't make
We shouldn't difference. Have breakfast and then do podcasting.
No, this is good. Let's keep good. Doing
I'm
this.
About to fall asleep on the keyboard.
You would fall asleep anyway.
The name of this episode is going to be space enter.
://
I'm calling it. It's good. We got our details in. It's mostly just questions. He's explaining what's happening. They're looking at the VK video. And you want to come back next week for 15? You want to take a 6-month hiatus? What do you want to do?
Let's do it again.
All right, we're going to come back for 15 another time. You know what? Do you know what? Do you have any idea what? I'm going to tell you what. I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And that's who we are. Later.